Paul, Australia's athletes are heading to Beijing without the usual diplomatic escorts, as we've just heard there. But could more retaliation be heading our way from our biggest trading partner? That's the big question. Peter Van Onselen is TEN's political editor and a columnist with The Australian. Hi, Peter.
Good morning.
Now, this decision by Australia to join the US in the diplomatic boycott of the February Games, was it a smart move for the government to make, or are we sort of adding to a fight that we're having with our most important economic partner?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, on the one hand, you know, there are clear human rights issues in China, so I can understand the government wanting to make a point about that. And then obviously we've got the close alliance with the United States. We've got natural affiliations there, so you can imagine why we would want to also join in with them. But the reason I'm on the fence about this is because, you know, in a sense, this is political posturing, which is what China says. Doesn't mean it's wrong. And it also could carry severe economic repercussions when it comes to trade. China's shown a willingness time and time again and to penalise us on that front. Now, at one level, we don't want to kowtow because of fears on that front, but we certainly have to go in eyes wide open, don't we? We have to be well aware that if we want to make this statement, let's hope it's meaningful enough in the event that they decide to retaliate and that we can't cry foul on that, because they've shown the preparedness to do it in the past.
Well, certainly Beijing has already expressed its fury. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin says Australia is engaging in political manipulation, and he has warned very ominously we're going to pay a price. What could this decision cost us?
Well, it could easily have severe economic effects on particular sectors that rely on our relationship with China, and then that obviously has flow-on effects to the government's position as it counts down to the budget even. So those are the sort of direct ways that they can retaliate. I feel like anything short of athlete boycotts are nothing more than political posturing, but I understand why nations don't want to go down the path of athlete boycotts, because obviously the athletes are there to compete and they train for years on end. So to then be denied that opportunity is something that is brutal for them. So it sort of feels like one of those situations where if you want to have a fight about Beijing hosting the Olympics, then that has to be done at the point of delivering them the Olympics, because a lot of the concerns that we have now were just as in existence when these Winter Games are actually awarded to China in the first place.
Yeah, a very good point about the role of the IOC in all of this. Peter, on another issue, earlier this week, the Prime Minister was promoting Gladys Berejiklian as a future Liberal candidate in Warringah in Sydney. It seems that's all over. The language changed quite dramatically yesterday. The former New South Wales Premier is expected to rule herself out. Was this a misstep by the Prime Minister to so publicly push for her to take on the role? Was he counting his chickens a bit too early?
Well, yeah, well, using the chicken comparison, it felt a little bit like Joe Bjelke-Petersen feeding the chooks, didn't it, in terms of giving the media something that they could then talk about? Because you wonder what he's doing. I mean, he can privately pick up the phone and have a chat to Gladys Berejiklian. Was this a case of she showed some interest and then he wanted to try to push it publicly to heap pressure on her? That's not a good look if that's what he was looking to do. Or was it simply a case of him providing some sort of distraction, which was perhaps in some people's eyes a positive distraction? Or was this a genuine on-the-fence thing where this was testing the proposition in the public to get a sense of how commentators might react, put it in the public domain so that they could do their own research within the Warringah electorate and see how voters reacted to it? It could be any of the above, but it does seem now like he's put a dampener on it publicly, which would suggest perhaps that privately she said to him, you know what, I'm not interested. Now, if that's the case, I've seen reports on this today, she's going to have to come out publicly and stamp this on the head, because it hasn't completely gone away.
No.
But it does seem doubtful now, doesn't it?
Certainly does. And I think the expectation is we might hear from her today. Peter, finally, Australia's birth rate has fallen to a record low level thanks to COVID and the borders being closed. The former Treasurer, Peter Costello, says this will have a long-term issue and problem for the country. Is it time for another baby bonus?
We don't really have the money in the kitty at the moment for it at one level, but if it is proven to be an incentive, and I think there was always a bit of a jury out view on whether or not getting money to have a pregnancy was ever an incentive for having a child. I think people obviously have other reasons for doing it, but perhaps anything that will help lift that fertility rate is important, because we need the birth rate to go up, just as we need migration to go up, you know, in due course, which it inevitably will as we move outside the pandemic. These are the things that drive growth. You know, there's the occasional small Australia person, but most politicians, even if it's just privately, are big Australia advocates. So the birth rate and the immigration rate are musts for Australia's growth to continue on the trajectory it has been on for recent decades.
Peter, good to talk to you. Peter Van Onselen, Professor of Politics at Griffith University.